Episode 3385, What You See Is Not What You Get.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary day? Oh, come on. Get your joy in your heart bubbling and a smile on your face. What you see is not what you get. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. All right, take a deep breath because there's a lot going on. And let me tell you, my schedule, I don't know what it is, but I'm just getting bombarded right now. How about you? How is your week going? I want you to settle in for just a minute because I think today might be a little bit of a day where you kind of scratch your head and you're like, really? Hadn't thought about that. You know the saying, what you see is what you get. Let's put a twist on that. Because in life, it's easy to believe that what we see is the final destination, the unchangeable reality we must accept. But, what if you shifted your perspective and realized that what you see is not what you get? Because what you see is merely a starting point, a canvas waiting to be painted with your desires, dreams, and determination. You, my friend, have the power to transform what you see into something extraordinary, something that reflects the very essence of who you are and who you are becoming. Don't let your current circumstances define your future possibilities. You know, it's very interesting when you look at your everyday. And sometimes, you know, just because we see these limitations or challenges in front of us, it does not mean that we're bound to them. But for some reason, we act as if we are. People will complain and say, I don't have enough money. Do they do anything about that? Oh, I'm overweight. Do they do anything about that? Oh, I really would like, you know, a 4-bedroom house, not a 3-bedroom house. Is anything done about that? My friend, you have the ability to shape your own destiny. You have the ability to mold your reality into something that fulfills you and brings joy to your life. What you see is not what you get. So how can you harness the power within you to turn what you see into a stepping stone toward greatness? Well, you've got to start by acknowledging the present moment. Where are you right now? Accepting where you are. But, and it's a big but, because you've got to get off the couch, refusing to settle for anything less than your best. In other words, you got to raise the ceiling. Embrace the opportunity for change, for growth. Consider this. What aspects of your life are no longer serving you? What beliefs or patterns that you have are holding you back from reaching your full potential? Because a lot of times if we look at our dreams, our aspirations, if we look at our everyday and we really stop, what happens is we begin to see, I don't have to be doing this. Like maybe you're in the middle of a position right now and you're like, I don't like what I'm doing, but I've got probably another 30 years to work. Then why not change what you're doing? Who's telling you to stay in the career that you're in right now or the job or the position? It's time to prune away the dead branches, to clear the path for new growth and new opportunities. Your circumstances do not define you. They are simply the starting point for your next chapter. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You know, it's interesting. I was out cutting with my mom and my daughter, and we were just cleaning up the outside, you know, cutting off dead branches. And we had a really, really hard freeze a year ago. And unfortunately, it took a lot of our flowers and our shrubs and our trees. However, some of them survived and they're coming back. So I always wait for a season. And now the season has come and I'm like, okay, we did a full year. We've taken care of them. Now let's see where we are. What's the growth? And we started looking at them and we're like, yeah, well, this one's kind of working here, but I don't know. We could wait, but it might be another 2 years before we really see anything. We're like, okay, it's time to go. We pruned them back. We literally shed so many bushes. I think we took out like 13 or 14, got rid of a few trees. And I look at those spots and in my head I thought, oh, they're going to look so bare. And now when I look at them, I'm like, oh my goodness, the possibilities. They're endless. I don't have to plant anything, or I can, whether it's a new tree or I could plant fresh flowers. Remember, you have the choice to shape your reality, to craft a life that aligns with your values and aspirations. Just like I was crafting with my mom and my daughter outside, taking off little sticks here and there, trimming up the rose bushes, making sure that the crepe myrtles were just right, trimming off the inside because they got to be airy on the inside to really grow and to flourish. You get that opportunity to shape your reality. Embrace the journey of shaping, of pruning, of deciding, of choosing. It's called transformation, becoming the best version of yourself. What you see is not the end, but the beginning of a beautiful, awe-inspiring story waiting to unfold. It's your story, my friend. You get to figure out what chapter you write next, how you show up in the pages to come. It's time to grow where you're planted. It's time to prune what isn't working. It's time to understand the place you stand. But know you have a choice not to stay there. Your future is bright and tomorrow is limitless. So go forth with courage, with determination, and with the unwavering belief that what you see is not what you get. Remember, you hold the brush, you paint the picture, and you, with God, create the masterpiece of your life. Go out, my friend, create your now. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.